Ratbridge Chronicles, Volume 1, Here Be Monsters, written by Alan Snow and read by Bill Wallace.
Chapter 1, Coming Up. It was a late Sunday evening, and Ratbridge stood silver-grey and silent in the moonlight. Early evening rain had washed away the cloud of smoke that normally hung over the town, and now long shadows from the factory chimneys fell across oily puddles in the empty streets. The town was at rest. The shadows moved slowly across the lane that ran behind 4th Street, revealing a heavy iron drain cover set amongst the cobbles. Then the drain cover moved. Something was pushing it up from below. One side of the cover lifted a few inches, and from beneath it a pair of eyes scanned the lane. The drain cover lifted further, then slid sideways. A boy's head, wearing a woven helmet with 9 or 10 antennae, rose through the hole and glanced around. The boy shut his eyes, and he listened. For a moment all was quiet, then a distant dog bark echoed off the walls. Silence returned. The boy opened his eyes, reached out of the hole, and pulled himself up and out into the lane. He was dressed very strangely. In addition to the helmet, he wore a large vest knitted from soft rope that reached the ground, and under that a short one-piece suit made from old sugar sacks. His feet were wrapped in layers of rough cloth tied with string. Fixed about his body by wide leather straps was a strange contraption. On his front was a wooden box with a winding handle on one side and 2 brass buttons and a knob on the front. A flexible metal tube connected the box to a pair of folded wings made from leather, wood and brass that were attached to his back. The boy slid the drain cover back into place, reached inside his undersuit, and pulled out a toy figure dressed just like him. He held the doll out and spoke.
"Grandfather, I am up top. I think I'll have to go gardening tonight. It's a Sunday and everything is shut. The bins behind the inn will be empty."
He looked at the doll. There was a crackle of static, and a thin voice came from the doll.
"Well, you be careful, Arthur, and remember, only take from the bigger gardens, and only then if they have plenty. There are a lot of people that can only survive by growing their own food."
Arthur smiled. He had heard this many times before.
"Don't worry, Grandfather, I haven't forgotten. I'll only take what we need, and I will be careful. I'll see you as soon as I am done."
Arthur replaced the doll inside his suit, then started to wind the handle on the box on his front. As he wound, it made a soft, whirring noise. For nearly 2 minutes he wound, pausing occasionally when his hand started aching. Then a bell pinged from somewhere inside the box and he stopped. Arthur scanned the skyline, crouched, and then pressed one of the buttons. The wings on his back unfolded. He pressed the other button and at the same moment jumped as high as he could. Silently, the wings rushed down and caught the air as he rose. At the bottom of their stroke, they folded, rose, and then beat down again. His wings were holding him in the air a few feet above the ground. Arthur's hand reached for the knob and he turned it just a little. As he did so, he tilted himself a little forward. He started to move. Arthur smiled. He was flying. He moved slowly down the lane, keeping below the top of its walls. When he reached the end, he adjusted the knob again and rose up to a gap between the twin roofs of the glue factory. Arthur knew routes that were safe from the eyes of the townsfolk and would keep to one of these tonight on the way to the particular garden he planned on visiting. When it was dark or there was thick smog, things were easy.